This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour XXXI, first Saturday of June, hosted by the club at Eagle Brook. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. If you have divorce needs, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group. If you have any type of family law needs, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group. Full service means full service. Requesting a free consultation is rather simple. You can log on to their website at brandonlegalgroup.com. Simply click the box that says request a free consultation. You can also call them if you prefer to do this that way. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group also supplying tournament gifts for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXI. I appreciate their longtime support of podcasts and golf tournaments. Papa John's of Tampa Bay catered Todd Wright Tour 30, the most recently completed Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, as all players were provided with a delicious hot papadilla. Which ones did we offer? Meatball pepperoni or Philly cheesesteak? Delivered to everyone personally on the golf course. Thank you, Mike Lentz from the West Water Store. Mike's playing with his boss, Charles, in this upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXI on the Papa John's of Tampa Bay team. Papa John's of Tampa Bay is rolling out a Parmesan-crusted papadilla. I've seen that promotion in my email. Haven't tried it yet. All papadillas have been promotionally priced at just $6 since they were originally rolled out. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, the original sponsor of the first ever Todd Wright podcast. That was season one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And we're 2 months away from season six of the Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned and operated since the early 1990s. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com for anything that's related to this podcast. If you are interested in one of our fantasy leagues this year, we had to consolidate to one mega league last year. We'll get back to multiple leagues this coming year. Bill Curry Ford will be involved. I'm hopeful Hooters will be involved again as the podcast sponsor. If you have interest in playing in one of my fantasy football leagues, email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. If you want to know more about my golf tournaments, even though the next one is sold out, because the minute I host that one, I'm going to announce at least one, if not two other events, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Social media, toddwright2121 on Instagram, toddwright2121 on Twitter, and my personal page is simply Todd Wright in Tampa on Facebook. Last Toddcast, I narrowed down to three the possibilities for the schedule release and the opening game of the season for the Buccaneers. I had it down to either New Orleans, Buffalo, or Dallas. I went with New Orleans. I'm still stunned it's not the Saints. Many had it going Buffalo. It didn't. It ended up being a major draw, and I've said this for many years. You know, NBC airs every Notre Dame home football game. It was a TV contract when it was signed that was questioned. It is still questioned. In recent years, Notre Dame has been better, not in the college football playoff, but it's been better in terms of the value of that television contract, because they've been one of the top five or so programs in the country, but still well behind programs like Alabama and Clemson. And for that matter, you throw in Ohio State, and even, you know, LSU bubbled up and won a national championship. That all said, I think if NBC could, they'd air Notre Dame on Saturday and the Cowboys every Sunday night. I've always said that. NBC loves the Cowboys. Last year and in many years, they've used the Cowboys on the first Sunday night game, whether it was at home or on the road, as they did last year to open the new stadium in Los Angeles. So this year they use them to open the season at Tampa Bay against the defending champion Buccaneers. So now that we know the schedule, I did want to have some fun because I've done for the last 2 years the What Are the Odds podcast, where I talk about gaming, odds, futures, etc., props. And shortly after the schedule was released, Jay Cornegay, longtime friend from the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas, sent me all the numbers on week one games. Now, I have more than just week one numbers, but just wanted to review them here just to have some fun talking about week one of the National Football League season, because you can already bet on any of these games. So let's start with Dallas at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, actually, I saw open in some shops at 6. Westgate has them as a 6.5-point favorite with a 52-point game total. I've already told some friends in Vegas at the Vegas Stats and Information Network, and when I made an appearance on Drew Garabo Live with Drew and John Senning, once we knew it was Cowboys-Bucks, that I'd take the Buccaneers right now because I'm giving up less than a touchdown. I think you're getting a bargain right now on the Buccaneers, a defending Super Bowl champ who lost nothing from a year ago. No one from the coaching staff of significance, not a player of significance, and they still have Tom Brady as their quarterback. Dallas has a lot of questions. They tried to solve them with their first 6 picks in the NFL draft being defensive, but there clearly are questions about the return of Dak Prescott, the effectiveness of Ezekiel Elliott, and what to make of that Cowboys offensive line that appears to be in decline. So I see this number only going up on the Buccaneers and getting in it early before it gets to 7, to me, looks like good value. Let me look at some Sunday games for week one. Buffalo hosting Pittsburgh. Buffalo just under a touchdown favorite, much like the Buccaneers over the Cowboys. Steelers were a playoff team a year ago, and remember, got just destroyed early by the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns hung on for that victory and advanced to the divisional round against the Kansas City Chiefs. Bills laying 6 in this game with a total of 49.5. I would be inclined, much like I would, to take the Bucks. I think at a bit of a discount. Not giving up the touchdown. Same with the Bills, not giving up the touchdown, albeit you expect the healthy Ben Roethlisberger to start the season, but just how much does he have left? The Steelers did go running back with their first pick to fill what appeared to be a glaring need bringing in Najee Harris from Alabama, but they did lose Villanueva on the offensive line as he is now with the hated Ravens. So I think the Bills right now are a value play, laying 6 against the Steelers. The next game, the NFL really had some fun with this one, trying to get some eyeballs other than the New York market. Jets at Panthers, because what we have here is the Jets' rookie quarterback against the Jets' former quarterback. The Jets pushed aside Sam Darnold and dumped him on Carolina, to make room once they were sold that Zach Wilson from BYU was their new quarterback. So the Jets actually are a 4.5-point underdog at the Carolina Panthers, presumably with a healthy Christian McCaffrey in that game. I don't love Carolina here. I think the fact that it's more than a field goal is a little generous, but because Carolina has McCaffrey, this is also the debut of Robert Saleh as the new head coach of the Jets. I'm not a believer in Wilson. I'm certainly not a believer in Darnold. I think this game has two bad quarterbacks. It's one of the lowest totals. Let me see if it's the lowest of week one. It is not the lowest of week one. It is the second lowest total of week one at 43 points. But just because of the presence of McCaffrey on Carolina as a playmaker, I would like Carolina in this game. I don't love them. But they are at home, and they have the best player on the field, offensive player, and probably overall McCaffrey. The Jaguars, and I've had my fun with Urban Meyer already, in rookie camp, Travis Etienne is lining up at wide receiver. Now, I won't make the leap of faith that this season the plan is to play Etienne at wide receiver and keep Robinson on the field a significant amount, but as someone I was reading today said, it might have been on Pro Football Talk, if the Jaguars wanted a wide receiver, why didn't they draft a wide receiver? Why are they taking a running back and playing him at wide receiver? Also, I saw in that report that Meyer kind of was blindsided by, was it the Giants who took Kadarius Toney from Florida? Meyer, again, just playing the hits with, you know, people he knows or he has information on. The Jaguars are a three-point favorite against the Texans. All right, I understand this a little bit more now. I thought, is that right? I thought they were playing the Titans. No, okay, they are playing the Texans. So you have no idea what the Texans will be doing at quarterback by then. At this point, I'll give more than a 50-50 shot to Deshaun Watson is actually the starting quarterback for the Texans. Now, they brought in the kid from Stanford. They have Tyrod Taylor, and they brought in, was it Ryan Finley? Ryan Finley from Cincinnati. Jaguars do have Trevor Lawrence, but to make the Jags a three-point favorite in this game off a horrible season just with the fact that they have a quarterback and you don't know what the Texans are doing, I'd pass this game. But I don't know that the Jaguars should be favored on the road against anybody until we see whatever it is that the Urban Meyer era is going to produce. Tennessee Titans are a 2.5-point favorite over the Arizona Cardinals, so that's less than a field goal there. Cardinals got off to a very nice first half last year, couldn't finish. I think Kyler Murray was hurt. I think that was a big factor there. And you just kind of wonder how many adjustments can Cliff Kingsbury make with his offense, and can defenses sort of catch up to him? Now, granted, they added J.J. Watt on the defensive side of the football. I like J.J. Watt a lot. I just think Tennessee is a better team. Tennessee still returns Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill had an excellent full season as starting quarterback. I'd be inclined here to take Tennessee before I would have to give up more than a field goal. L.A. Chargers, with Justin Herbert returning in his second year, are a very modest 1.5-point favorite under their new head coach, Washington FT. You do have a West Coast team traveling to an East Coast team, although to open the season, that probably doesn't present quite the challenges that it would for in season. So Washington did win the very bad NFC East last year, and dare I say was as or more competitive in the postseason than anyone else was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ron Rivera is a good football coach. But I'm not sure about Washington's offensive situation, and I, like many, am a believer in Herbert. This has a pretty low total. It's interesting that it's such a low total that, granted, the Chargers are a road favorite, at -1.5. I would like the Chargers here, and I would like the over in this game. Eagles and Falcons. I always like to reference anytime there's an Eagle-Falcon game. First ever wildcard game in NFL playoff history was Eagles and Falcons. Jaworski versus Bartkowski. Those were the two quarterbacks. Game at Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta. Falcons, a 3.5-point favorite over the Philadelphia Eagles. Total is 47. I don't really have an opinion on this game just yet. Seahawks, for many years now, the best team out west when playing in the East. In this case, playing in Indianapolis, Colts are a 3-point favorite now with Carson Wentz as their quarterback. There was a time earlier this offseason where it looked like Russell Wilson was not going to be playing quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. It has looked for months now that he will be playing quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. Colts are a really solid team. They move on from Phillip Rivers. They bring in Wentz, reuniting him with Frank Reich. So I get it. Basically, the odds makers are saying this is kind of an even game. The total is high at 52. So I'll pass on this game for now and have a stronger opinion once it gets closer. Vikings at Cincinnati. Vikings laying 3. Presumably, Joe Burrow back under center. They reunite him with one of his playmakers from LSU in Ja'Marr Chase. Vikings, a big disappointment. We seem to say that every year, but an even bigger disappointment last year. It would be a very, very bad early sign for the Vikings if they lost this game at Cincinnati to open the season, as far as Mike Zimmer is concerned, and would lead to more conversation about whether or not the Vikings would try to move Kirk Cousins and that contract and get Kellen Mond in the game. I'm not a Kellen Mond fan. I don't think he's anywhere close to the NFL quarterback Kirk Cousins is, but I get that Cousins has not produced postseason success. San Francisco, a 7-point favorite at the Detroit Lions, is the next game on the board with a total of 45.5. Jimmy G, Trey Lance. I'm guessing Jimmy G, unless the Niners trade Jimmy Garoppolo. At this point, you know, we don't have a lot to go on that. And the Garoppolo trade to New England now is dead with Mac Jones there. So where would Garoppolo go? You know, it's hard in any situation to go with the Lions. The Lions now with Jared Goff as their quarterback. 7 is a lot for a road team week 1, especially a team that's coming off a disappointing season as the Niners are with a quarterback question. So I'll pass on this one for now, but yeah, a lot of questions about these two teams, but the Niners, the biggest road favorite in the NFL week 1. Kansas City, 6.5-point favorite over the Browns in a rematch of, this will be a late afternoon sort of national game on CBS that Jim Nantz and Tony Romo will be doing. I don't have much problem right now. Much as I said, you take the Bucs at a bargain because you're not giving up a field goal. The Bills at a bargain, you're not giving up a touchdown in the Buck game at home. You're not giving up a touchdown in the Bill game at home. You're not giving up a touchdown in the Chief game at home here against the Browns. With all due respect to Kevin Stefanski and Baker Mayfield, the Chiefs have totally retooled that offensive line. And as much as I thought last year Aaron Rodgers would play with a big chip on his shoulder after the drafting of Jordan Love, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be as motivated after his Super Bowl loss. And this will be his first chance to show that. So I would like Kansas City here laying less than the touchdown. New England laying just under a field goal at home against the Miami Dolphins. I'd be inclined, I mean, the Patriots spent tons of money in the offseason, but at least, if nothing else, Miami gets this road game out of the way in early September. Usually they have to worry about this game in December. I'm not a believer in Tua Tagovailoa, but I'm not a believer in anybody who's quarterbacking the New England Patriots. And I think the Dolphins are a better football team than New England. There's been steady improvement in Miami over their last, 20 regular season games. Granted, they didn't finish the regular season strong. They could have made the playoffs, but I'm not sure that making the playoffs would have meant that much. I'm willing to sort of say, all right, so they didn't make the playoffs. They're still growing together. They've added more things. They had a high pick in the draft. I like the Dolphins here on the road against Belichick and the Pats. Broncos are a modest 1-point favorite at the Giants. I don't really know why. I hear the same Aaron Rodgers stuff. I guess the only way John Elway can get a quarterback is to basically say to Hall of Famers, hey, come bail me out because I can't draft a quarterback, or I can't bring one in and develop them. So I need an established one like Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers. I'd take the Giants here as a small home favorite in a game with the lowest total of the week at 42. Green Bay and New Orleans. New Orleans, a field goal favorite against the Packers. I guess this is because of the Aaron Rodgers thing. Some have said this could go any number of ways. This could be Aaron Rodgers versus Taysom Hill. This could be Aaron Rodgers versus Jameis Winston. This could be Jordan Love versus Taysom Hill. This could be Jordan Love versus Jameis Winston. I still think Ian Book was drafted for a reason by Sean Payton. Maybe not this year. Maybe not the first half of this year. But I think he's there for a reason. Give me the Packers right now. If I'm getting a field goal at New Orleans, that Aaron Rodgers is quarterbacking them in this game, and Drew Brees isn't quarterbacking the Saints. Bears opening SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles in front of presumably a percentage of fans by September 12th. Rams laying 7 in that game against the Bears. I don't see any reason why the Bears wouldn't just start Justin Fields to begin the season. I know it's kind of shitty to Andy Dalton, but, come on. You did this, you move on. Dalton doesn't get the benefit of the doubt like Jimmy Garoppolo does in a similar situation. Rams now with Matt Stafford. I think the Rams especially, you got some terrific defensive talent in this game. You got Mack on one side of the ball. You got Donald and Ramsey on the other side of the ball. I just think the Rams have more defensively, and this will be a tough spot for anyone quarterbacking that Bear offense against the Rams. And we've seen what McVay can do. He did it early on with Goff. If he and Stafford have any kind of connection at all, I mean, the Rams could put up 35, 40 in this game. And I don't think the Bears can keep up against the Ram defense. So I would like the Rams at 7. I'd love to get it a little less than 7, but the odds makers are smart here. And then the Monday night game in Las Vegas, presumably first game in Vegas with fans at the Black Hole. Ravens are a 3.5-point favorite at Las Vegas. I tend to like Vegas here at home against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. It just feels like 3.5 is too much here in this spot on Monday night. So I'll take the Raiders and the 3.5 in this spot against Baltimore. Just feels like a home opener in front of fans. That's a tough game for the Ravens to start their season. With all due respect to the Ravens, just something tells me this will be a game you want to be on the side of the Raiders, especially if you're getting more than a field goal. Total 51. All right, a lot can change between now and week one. I'll keep an eye on it, and we'll keep talking about plenty of things like this on the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Enjoy your week.